Hello and welcome back to the Millennial Ag Podcast, where agriculture is always on tap and no topic is off limits. Thanks for joining us today, your co-hosts, Valene Cawhorn and Catherine Lotsbeach. Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode. We are delighted for you to join us this week, as we always are. And to set the scene for this episode, we have a little bit of an announcement. We are going to be taking about a six-week break and come back to you in mid-October, and here is why.
We've always been honest and open with you listeners, but Catherine and I need a little bit of a break, one. And two, there's a lot of information right now, a lot of good content available, whether you're talking screwworms, wolves in Colorado, political stuff is happening, things in ag policy are shaken up, and we don't know quite how that's all going to unfold. But we needed a break, and we want to make sure that our content is relevant and pertinent to listeners all the time. And so we're going to take a little bit of a break to reset and bring you content with a bang. So we're not going to go completely radio silent. We'll still be on social media here and there, giving you life updates on what's happening and so forth. But we are going to take 6 weeks off of posting episodes on a regular basis to reset and come back October-ish.
Like Val said, we've always been honest and real with, you know, where we're at with life. And every once in a while, everyone needs a grace break. And that's where we're both at right now. There's a lot going on in our personal lives and our professional lives. And like Val said, across the industry. And while winter is usually the reset time for us in our industry, this seemed like a good time to take a little bit of a pause and get harvest underway, get school started, you know, get back into the swing of autumn events in the industry and, you know, get ready to tackle more of the big stuff as we roll throughout the rest of the year. We've been tackling a lot of the big stuff this year. We've talked labor, we've talked education, we've talked AI, we've talked tech, we've talked markets, we've talked politics, and all of those things are big topics on their own, and they all dovetail into each other too. You know, we often say here that not everything is black and white. In fact, most things aren't. And when it comes to a lot of the things we discuss here on Millennial Ag, that definitely holds true. So we're excited about where we've been. We are so, so proud and grateful to have reached episode 200, the support that we've had from our friends, from our family, from our listeners, you guys, and from our sponsors, Peacock Technology and Ag Professionals, to get us to that point and catapulting us on beyond that has been really a true pathway to gratitude. This has been a really cool journey that we're on. In fact, we are just about to hit 6 years of Millennial Ag and, you know, just happy to be where we've been and where we're going and want to make sure that where we're headed is structured and laid out and that we're, you know, ready to keep delivering the content that we're passionate about and that you listeners are also passionate about.
Well, and I have to say, Catherine, the only thing black and white is a Holstein. So there is one thing that's black and white.
Well, fortunately, those are my favorite kind, so I'll let you get away with that one. Well, there's black Baldies too, right?
That is true. And they're pretty cute as well. But yeah, we've got a lot going on and we've accomplished a lot. I had such a fun time, Catherine, recording episode 200 with Jesse Jarvis. That was such a fun way for me anyway to have the tables turn and to be interviewed and reflect and have somebody that is really good at asking questions to dive into us a little bit, because a lot of times we are the ones asking the questions and being inquisitive about what's going on in other people's lives or other people's businesses or other people's professions or passion areas, depending on where they sit. And so it's kind of fun to maybe be an expert for a change, you know, and or reflect on what we're thinking and what we're, you know, anticipating for the coming years. And so that was a lot of fun for me. And then, you know, having Tanner back to talk about the Big Beautiful Bill was also a great episode. Having Jimmy and Chalisa on to talk about ag education and everything in between that we've been able to talk about, getting Rick Narabout back on to talk ag labor and where we're at. And I think let's give it a couple months and let's do another ag labor series or another episode at least, because I know that world is shaken pretty hard right now with some of what ICE is doing in the administration. And so I've been curious to dive into that to see how much of it's like the headlines say, we're deporting criminals versus deporting immigrants that aren't here with status. So yeah, I'm excited to dive into that. And I think giving ourselves a little bit of grace and time to get some of those in the hopper and let the dust settle too, right? Like, get past the headlines. You and I try really hard not to just be clickbait on whether it's a podcast or social media, like actually get some meat behind it. So I think giving ourselves some time to reflect, give ourselves a break, give ourselves a mini vacation from at least one thing, and so that we can come back fresher. And I don't know if fresher is a real word. Maybe more fresh is the correct English term for that. But but I think it'll give us a good opportunity to reset.
Yeah, I agree, Val. And you said a few things there that are so true and ring true for us throughout our lives and throughout all of our Millennial Lag episodes too. The first is that we're grateful that Millennial Lag, while we love it and are so passionate about it, it is a rubber ball in our lives, and it's one that we can set down when we need to. And, you know, going back to topics that we've covered this year, as always, we do our May Mental Health series and talked a lot about, you know, how important it is for us to take care of ourselves so we can take care of others. And you and I have certainly been kicking up our own dust this summer. There's been a lot of travel, you know, work has been going full tilt like a Peterbilt for both of us. And it's a little bit of a reset and refresh. I think we'll be good for us and good for Millennial Lag. And, you know, we're hoping the same for you too. Anybody out there who's listening, harvest is about to start. Gonna be a busy, busy time in trucks and tractor cabs and chucking tires on corn piles and, you know, getting everything wrapped up for the year and being able to roll into the autumn and winter feeling a little bit prepared. So that's what we're also hoping for you guys, that you can get a little bit of time, you know, to maybe straighten out your brain if you've been going headlong rush all through the summertime. And, you know, as for stuff that I'm looking forward to talking about, really excited to see, you know, what new developments there are on a lot of the things that we've already talked about this year. Like you talked about who knows what's going to happen in politics, but as it shakes out for a few more months, see where that goes, how AI is changing our industry, and what new developments we'll see in the next few months, because there are sure to be new ones. One political thing that I'm especially interested in is the nutrition and health programs that RFK Jr. is pushing out there. There's no doubt that there needs to be some reform. And there's also, you know, I have some concerns that he's spreading some misinformation along the way too, which is something that agriculture has always dealt with, but, you know, that we need to keep an eye on and make sure that people have access to real information that isn't just for fear mongering. So there's all those things. There's, you know, the disease pressures that we're facing. You know, it's sure to be a busy fall and winter with exciting topics and exciting guests to talk with. And, you know, there's never any shortage of content for us to cover, which we find to be a lot of fun. There's, you know, we don't often sit around and talk to each other and like, oh, what are we going to cover this week? You know, there's always a list as long as our arms to get cracked into. So looking forward to a little bit of a rest after a lot of busyness through the summer. And it's, you know, there's been some, you know, just a lot of pressures as a mom and wife on my end and keeping the home fires burning. So yeah, just looking forward to a little bit of a grace break.
Yep. I think reminder for us and reminder for listeners to give yourselves those vacations and those breaks and figure out where we are going and what we are doing, you know, personally, professionally, and making sure that, yeah, home is number one, most important. And in my opinion, a lot of other things can fall through the cracks, but keeping your home and your kiddos as top priority is always huge. And then picking up work and other things that come with the immense chaos that's in. And I, as you were listing off, you know, topics that we're watching and we're going to be covering, one thing I've appreciated too, and one thing you said specifically on RFK Jr.'s platforms and so forth, is that there does need to be reform, but what kind of reform and that sort of thing. And so that's one thing I've really appreciated about what we do, is that, like, we can get grumpy with somebody like RFK Jr. on some of the misinformation, specifically say raw milk or glyphosate or things like that that are pushed out there. But we also can give some positivity to it, like, well, maybe this is the start of a good conversation that needs to happen. And how do we get more fruits and veggies into the food deserts? And how do we get more, you know, and having a bigger conversation rather than just screw this guy, he's a complete, you know, like, we can have those rants, but getting back behind that, because he's only going to be there 4 years, you know? And so what is it that we can take away one way or the other from the time? And how can we get through the next 3 or 4 years without completely going insane, whichever side of the fence you, you know, sit on and so forth. And I think that's the reminder you know, as we're taking a break and unplugging for a little while too, is to continue to not get sucked into the headlines that specifically say Fox News, CNN, the mega pull you in by headlines and so forth. Like, turn the page, get to some data and figure out what's actually there. And I think that's one thing I would like to do more of, is making sure we're actually looking at the studies behind all these headlines. And sometimes it takes two or three like layers of digging to find the actual science behind anything anymore, because you can be an expert based off of drinking raw milk once, or, you know, what have you. Like, well, it didn't make me sick, so it's fine. Well, do you know what the science is, and do you know what the real risks are? And if you do, then you make your decision or do whatever. But let's get back to the basics and science behind it, rather than just what our influencers are telling us to do on social media.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that comes back too to a lot of the things that Chalisa and Jimmy were saying, you know, talking about AI and the opportunities it presents in education, but also the challenges. And it's not just education, it's across our society, right? Like, it's, oh, look, Google said this at the very top and it looks like it could be credible, so that's good enough. Or as we all know, social media tells you what you want to hear, the things that you're looking for. And so, you know, being more considerate consumers of news and information, I think, is always a good thing to have top of mind. And honestly, you know, another thing that I could use a break from, because I really enjoy reading about politics and, you know, news and stuff like that. But I think you can get into a habit, and I think I have, to be completely honest, of consuming just too much of it and not filling your soul with, you know, a novel or a conversation with your husband on the couch, or, you know, talking to your best friend while you both go for a walk at lunch. So those are things that I was just thinking about, what can I incorporate into this break too that would help make it, you know, more of a holistic reset too. So thanks for sparking that reminder in my brain.
I have to remind myself too, because I'll even get into self-help books or data-driven books on a very variety of different topics. And I have to pull out the novel once in a while and just take myself out of the world, you know, and go bury yourself and have some fun and go do some things that are less serious. Like, we can consume a bunch of information, but sometimes you've got to just take a break from all that information and reset.
Yeah, remind ourselves that we really are humans, and it's nice to talk to each other and think about silly things and not be so serious all the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And listeners, we want to, you know, while we're on this break, first off, remind you to go listen to old episodes if you are in the corn chopper or a silage truck or you're baling hay or whatever, and you do want to consume some podcasts, we would encourage you to go back. We've got 200 plus episodes of content out there, and go back and listen to some early ones and see where we've come. We want to hear your thoughts too. But how the topics and how the United States agriculture in particular has ebbed and flowed over the last 6 years, you know, and send us some questions. What do you want to hear? What topics do you want to cover? What podcast content makes you come back for more and more and more? We want to hear from you. Don't be shy. Reach out, and we'll be sure to incorporate some of your topics into upcoming episodes.
Yeah, our tagline is Ag is always on tap and no topic is off limits. And we've tried hard to stay true to that. But, you know, if you think that there's something that we've tiptoed around or that we haven't covered, we'd love to hear about that too. Because, you know, going back to not, you know, getting stuck in your own brain box and being outraged about stuff, a really important thing to keep in mind for us, and I think for everyone as a healthy human being, is to, you know, be able to have your ideas challenged without getting defensive, you know, and we need that challenge too. So if you think that there's something that we haven't challenged ourselves with, let us know. We would welcome a new challenge. So we hope that you guys get some kind of rest over the next several weeks, which is a little funny to say as harvest approaches, but, you know, even if it's just like Nora talked about in our first May mental health episode this year, even if it's just, you know, giving yourself a little teeny tiny mini vacation while the stoplight is red.
And putting your phone down too in those moments. I know, like, it's a good reminder, like the red lights, you know, I'm quick to pick up my phone and see if I missed an email or see if I can respond to an email in 2 seconds or get something done and be productive. But giving yourself time to just turn on music, you know, not even a podcast, just like calm, peaceful music and sit there. Like, that's something I really want to get better at. So thanks for that reminder of just sitting. Like, it's hard to just sit and do nothing, even if it's at a stoplight for 1 minute.
Yeah, it really is. And that's, I think that that's a skill that we all need to relearn how to do, because silence and sitting with your own thoughts is actually a really powerful thing. And we've built a society that maybe doesn't support that anymore with all the tech and distractions and, you know, opportunities we have to look at information. So let's give this break a try.
That sounds great. And listeners, please don't forget about Millennial Ag. Go listen to old episodes. Make sure you're following us on social media. And we promise, promise, promise we will be back in October.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Millennial Ag Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and like, subscribe, and review to our podcast. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email us at talktous@millennialag.com. Until next week, we are Millennial Ag.